This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
What is it? I'm going through the text and people are really, where's the Ebola? Listen, I just wanted to play the song. I don't think it's coming for us. I really don't. I think you're okay.
Dangerous.
My mistake. It's the Democratic Republic of Congo. And you know, here's someone goes, hi, Vinny. I'm headed to the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
What the?
Well, people do travel.
The Ebola is, of course, scary, but the Congolese government and the WHO response has been fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
Experimental vaccines are on the way to the affected region now.
Yeah, I thought they had said that they had an Ebola vaccine.
I don't know.
Like after the last time.
My bad. I just wanted to.
It's all right.
We have a song for that.
Sure. I wanted to hear it. Someone synced up the first minute of Childish Gambino's This Is America video with Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Is that worth a look there, Brittany? Did you take a look at that?
I did. It's all right.
Let's hear it.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's a visual.
It's a visual.
Can we post that?
Yeah. I can post that to Sarah and Vinny, please.
Okay.
Hey, let me just
let's do that.
You.
Yeah, they're saying that the way they match up. Okay, now it's zooming in on him. His back is to the camera. Now he's turning. Now he starts dancing.
Excellent. You know, it's okay. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's fine.
Oh my God. It's really.
Oh no!
Oh no, that's horrible! Boy, he shoots that guy.
Oh, it matches up too
it's
perfectly.
Too perfect. It's actually horrifyingly perfect.
Oh my God.
Oh, it just gets better and better.
You know what? We're watching something that people have to watch in order to get it.
I'll post it to Sarah and
Vinny.
That is
ridiculous.
Post that up. That is actually.
You know what? Because I saw his
horrifying.
I saw his appearance on SNL where he sang the song, and I read that he was putting out a video that went with it. I never went and watched the video. Did you?
Yeah, I watched.
Oh, you did. I got to do that.
It's pretty. It's harsh.
I feel bad now that the only version I've seen of it is the one.
It really does take some of the impactfulness out of it. Anyway, we'll put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
The gunshot matched the song
too well. Like ridiculously perfect. Andre 3000 marked Mother's Day with two new tracks. One is called Me and My to Bury Your Parents. So that's a nice Mother's Day thing. And the other is a 17-minute instrumental called Look Ma, No Hands. There was actually an Outkast reunion in Georgia over the weekend. Andre went to see Big Boy Son graduate from high school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're saying that Drake and Paul Anka are going to be teaming up. Paul Anka actually, I know.
Wait, no, I can't.
Cool man.
What's his real name?
Paul Anka?
No.
Oh, Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Aubrey Drake, fatherhood.
Aubrey and Paul, huh?
Yeah, Paul and Aubrey. Anka and Aubrey. Paul said, I'm working with a brilliant young artist who's as hot as you can get right now. A fellow young Canadian. His name is Drake. We recorded something that will be released out in June. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, all right.
So we're going to hear a little Paul. Is Paul Anka the having my baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm sure this will be a great Anka one too.
This guy's got a bridge, man. He's got a bridge in his grotto in his backyard. He's really cool. He's Drake.
Oh, he's also the Put Your Head on My Shoulders and Puppy Love guy.
Oh. And they called it Puppy Love.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of those songs. You a Paul Anka guy?
Well, I do like Puppy Love.
You do?
Sure. Having My Baby. That's a good one. Does he have, like, other hits?
He has a ton of hits. lot.
Put your head on my shoulder.
They're Diana. More like our. Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
My mom and dad were big Paul Anka fans. I remember my dad had a few of the singles.
Really?
Yeah, Puppy Love for sure. Baby. Mm-mm. Is this Put Your Head on My Shoulder?
Yes, it is.
Put your head on my shoulder. Hey, Heather Locklear had a good Mother's Day, which is nice because she effed things up with her daughter a few months back there.
Oh, is that what all that was about? Was her daughter? I thought she bit her boyfriend or something.
She did, yeah. She had a fight, but her daughter was like, that's it, I'm out of here.
Oh.
I've had enough of this lady. I don't know how old her daughter is.
Did her son call the police?
Yeah, I want to say... I can't remember exactly who was involved, but right, she got in like a big fight with her boyfriend and wound up biting him.
Well, and then she threatened the police that came to get her, and they charged her.
Right. So she looks great.
She's 20, Ava.
Oh, okay, so she can leave whenever she wants. Her relationship has come a long way since the domestic violence arrest. Looks like just in time for Mother's Day, she and Ava put it back together. Heather looks great. She looks really healthy, really good in this picture.
So she's been sober a month.
It looks like it.
All right.
They've been repairing their relationship ever since she got out of rehab, and they did a spa day yesterday. And I guess Ava is in a Lifetime movie called Mommy Be Mine. And so they were planning to watch that together yesterday. I'm not sure if that happened or not.
Ava this is Sam Bora's kid?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, he's referenced here. She was concerned and sad over her mom's mental state after her arrest, took off to Hawaii to be with her dad, Richie Sambora.
Who's had his own struggles with drug
has.
And drink.
You know what he's doing right now? This is really weird and a total aside. He is launching a new humanitarian platform called C-Snaps, where fans take selfies with celebrities for cash that goes to their choice of several different charities. So
I like it.
When you ask a... And I think this is actually probably...
How do you spell C?
The letter C, snaps, C-snaps. This will actually be a bit of a relief to a celebrity. Like, say you're Justin Bieber and you're signed up with the C-snaps. Then you say, sure, you can take a picture with me. But it's going to cost you X amount of money and it's going to go to this charity. Or you can choose which of these three charities. Some people would be like, I'm not paying for that. There's a picture of Heather and Ava. She looks good, huh?
Yeah.
She looks like she's got her together.
Well, that's comes and goes quickly. Mm. So.
It does. Let's hope she
good
keeps
luck
it.
On that, yeah.
Johnny Depp has shaved off most of his hair.
Oh.
He's got a very rock and roll mohawk. It's braided down the back. He's taken the sides all the way down to his scalp. But he's so... I guess he left the top long and he kind of braided it back. So it's like a short little braid in the back there. He also ditched the mustache and goatee, debuting his new look with his band, the Hollywood Vampires, next week in Verona, New York. I don't know if Alice Cooper and Joe Perry, the other band guys, are also going to be sporting a look like that. But congratulations to him on that wonderful new do. Looks amazing.
The rumors lately about him are... too crazy.
Mm. Really? Jim Parsons has been injured. He is in a Broadway revival of The Boys and the Band. This is apparently the 50th anniversary production of this. It's a landmark play about gay life in the pre-Stonewall era called The Boys and the Band. And people who attended the Saturday matinee performance said that he tripped during the encore, limped off the stage while everyone else was taking their bows, and then they canceled the Saturday evening performance. So I don't know how hurt he is, but he was injured enough to cancel the Saturday performance.
I can just picture him, Sheldon, going limping off the stage.
No, poor thing. let's see. I don't know anything about Wiz Khalifa other than, you know, he's a rapper.
And Amber Heard, he dated, right?
Yeah.
Amber Heard? You mean Amber Rose?
No, sorry, Amber Rose. Amber Rose. Yep.
But he's his song is the one that Human loves.
Yes, yeah. The long
with Charlie Puth.
Been a long day without you, my friend. Turns out, because I mean, I think of him as being like super tall and super skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Like he reminds me of a young Snoop Dogg or something.
Exactly.
Apparently, he trains constantly, and he said, I would do an MMA fight if the money was right. Like he thinks he's at that level.
Well, people think stuff all the time.
Right. Jay Glazer of Fox said he's good enough to take a pro MMA fight if he wanted to. And so he was asked about it. And he said, well, yeah, dude, if the money was right, I'd do that. I guess Glazer was raving about Wiz Khalifa, saying he's an absolute beast in the gym, has legit power. And I guess, you know, the paparazzi, of course, see Wiz Khalifa and are like, oh, my God, we have something to ask him. is there a chance you do an MMA fight? And he said, you got to pay me a whole bunch of money to get me to fight, man. It's just fun. He loves training. He trains with some of the best MMA stars in the world, apparently. And who knows? Maybe that'll be the next thing. You were saying he's on Joker's Wild? He was on like a celebrity version?
Snoop Dogg now does his version of Joker's Wild. So he, the
so
other
it's the
night.
The old style game show, Joker's Wild,
updated,
but Snoop is the host.
Snoop style. And it's really funny. And he was Wiz was going against Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, I love her.
It's really cute. I was looking at how tall and the weight of Wiz, and he is 6'4 at 185 pounds.
Oh, is that pretty skinny for 6'4?
Yes.
He doesn't look that legit here, though.
Yeah. Oh, what are you seeing?
I think that they're showing video of him sort of training.
Oh, that was a that's a wimpy kick.
It's just,
he's training with a girl.
But still.
He's hitting the girl.
Maybe they just want it. They like him a lot and want him to feel good about himself.
Funny. Well, now he's with a dude.
Yeah, but
I'm sure he can beat the hell out of me. Look at those. he took one.
Yeah, but that's totally different than taking a pro fight.
Is that slow mo or is?
No,
he's just target,
oh really?
Okay. Target practicing.
Because I'm like, those don't seem like really fast kicks or anything. Well, anyway,
whatever. Good for him. I hope that he doesn't take that fight. Enjoy your money.
Yeah.
And all your marbles.
And enjoy your building being the tallest one in the world, because there's about to be one that's like half a mile taller.
His building?
Yeah, you know, the Wiz Khalifa in Dubai.
Where's the bigger one going to be?
It's in that area, too. I want to say it's like one of those oil nations. But it's going to be something like 3,400 feet tall. I think the Wiz Khalifa or the Burj Khalifa, whatever the hell the thing's called, is 27 something.
Yeah. Do you know what the new one's going to be called?
You can look it up. You'll immediately find it. It's super common news right now. It's about to happen. It's they're building it right now. So I think sometime next year, 3,400 feet tall.
So we just do that just to win.
Yes, we do, Vinny. Okay. Yes, we do. And then I think there's some other one like that's going to be in Singapore or something. That's
is
even
it
taller.
Magic Melbourne skyscraper? That would just be Australia's tallest building.
Yeah. No, there's a couple on the horizon that are just going to be absolute mile-high buildings. Well, almost. I'm sure we'll get there, right? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
An argument over peach cobbler and reunited love after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Happy Monday. Kind of gray and yucky out there, but it's supposed to clear up a little bit later, at least inland, and be partly cloudy around the bay. So it should be a pretty nice day later on. Jam with Jane at Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It's presented by Jam Sellers. Right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 gets tickets to Sunday's May 27th sold-out Bottle Rock Festival plus wristbands to hang in the Jam Pad Club Room with Jane. You got to be over 21 to win this. It has a great view of the Jam Cellar stage. That's the main stage there, the Jam Cellar stage. There's special guests that are coming by the Jam Cellar. So if you want to hang out and jam with Jane at Bottle Rock, call now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97. Tickets for Sunday's show. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health. Redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She's got a great afternoon radio show. She picks all the good music. She goes to all the shows.
She's amazing.
Enjoy Jane this afternoon. Here's what's happening.
Oh. Do you have a little talk with him before? Don't play the song.
No, I just didn't. I tried not to give him any moments of not talking so that he could squeeze it in there.
All right. Good job.
It worked this time. It normally never does. Oh, boy. And you just set me up for this, didn't you? You just did this to me.
I didn't, actually.
Yeah, you did.
I expected us to just move on.
It's still you talking.
Here's what's happening. Jane's the best, though. The Hawaiian volcano continues to be a major problem, and they talk of more evacuations. So this is really bad news.
Yep.
That's all for now. The pictures are riveting.
Yeah, it is. You can get sucked right into all the video. People are getting way too close to it.
Yeah. Well, it's slow moving, so I guess they feel confident they'll be okay. I fear, though, any kind of temperatures at that high level, there can be pops or
right. Yeesh. Imagine that, getting splashed with hot lava.
Gotta
We've
be
known
bad.
Since we were kids. Hot lava is to be avoided.
It truly does play into a lot of kid games.
It really does. If you step on the brown squares, they're lava.
Right.
You only step on the white ones. Be safe.
Is that what you guys played?
Yeah, we had like a brown and white checkered floor at school.
No, oh, we used to do all kind ones. Of, I would play like, it was kind of a mix of, we called it SWAT because I think it was, there was a TV show, yeah. SWAT, mm-hmm. But we'd do these things where you just find stuff to, you know, like outdoor parking structures had these sort of bogus roofs over the top of them. So the car got shade, mm-hmm. But it wasn't a garage.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd get on the top of those and jump from one to the next, and, you know, lava was below you.
Great idea. Oh, sure, you can't hit the lava.
You know, or these rocks.
It's how we learn about lava.
And
most of us know not to get close to it.
About how bad it hurts when your shins hit first when you're trying to jump across stuff.
Mm. Oh, you pull a Tom Cruise.
And now I'm in the lava, too. I'm dead. 59-year-old Isidro Sanchez.
Isidro.
He's living in a trailer park outside Panama City, Florida. He's chubby. He has white hair and a big beard. That's why people call him Santa.
Oh.
That's his nickname, Santa.
So he's like at Santa's summer home.
He was arrested last year for repeatedly breaking into a female neighbor's home and leaving her sexy underwear. Is that wrong?
Leaving her?
Yeah,
not taking
leaving,
them.
No, leaving her.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yep. Yeah.
Even though he's gifting her.
No. The breaking in, the creepiness, the gifting of underwear, it's all wrong.
He
all
left
of it.
Them in her car, on her porch.
Yuck.
Thank you, Santa, but no thank
he
you.
He did it several times a day for almost 3 months without getting caught.
Several times a day for 3 months.
He also
mystery
left.
Underwear. So she had like 5,000 pairs of underwear.
He also left notes saying he was watching her.
Oh, my God. I'd be horrified.
You would?
I would be so bummed out if someone was leaving me notes and underwear and saying they were watching me.
Yeah,
yes,
but
Vinny, your hand is
do
out.
You wear the underwear?
Well, are they cute?
I don't know. Yes.
No, I don't. I don't wear them. I'm creeped out by it.
You don't
want
to
see. I don't want him seeing me in those.
Oh, look, there's Santa right there.
Somebody's Santa watching me.
Oh, he's a sweet looking Santa. And he looks so sad that he got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. Poor Santa. Don't do it. That's a gross. It's super stocking.
The woman's boyfriend eventually caught him in their kitchen last April and called the cops. And they
I'm just making some hot cocoa.
They found 3 big bags in his trailer with a total of 90 pounds of women's underwear in them. We don't know if he stole that or bought it. They're still looking into this guy's story.
He stole it. Come on.
But he's been convicted now on 3 counts of burglary and 1 count of aggravated stalking.
I'm surprised she's the only victim.
How long does he get?
I don't know. How long does he get?
Time served?
6 months.
Has he been serving?
Well, they clearly
arrested him.
Yeah.
He gets
I think
that's it, you know? I think sometimes, like, jail isn't really the place for this person. Like, anybody who thinks that that's acceptable needs
permanent restraining order.
Needs some therapy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And I always think that, you know, hit people in the pocketbook. Like, make them owe some money.
He lives in a trailer, Sarah.
I know. It's going to hurt. Find the dude
$80.
Well, he's got all those underwear. Sell those.
eBay those puppies.
Yeah. 90 pounds of underwear. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Here's a story about love.
Oh, you love love, Vinny.
I do love love. Although I don't love love with old girlfriends. And that's what this story's about. A 47-year-old woman in Kansas City named Shelley Watkins reconnected with an ex-boyfriend, Phil, about 3 years ago after she found him on Facebook. Can you imagine reconnecting with Whitey now? Or what about any old loves that you... Can you imagine now seeing them as a grown-up and then be...
It would be weird.
I guess it's different because you and Whitey were kind of grown-up. I always think of my high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
I don't look for her. We don't need to talk. We don't even bother. We didn't
Darcy.
Like each other there
Darcy.
At the end.
That's right.
There was really a lot of scorched earth between us.
So you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So you've never seen pictures of her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No idea. And no desire at all.
Did they meet up? Sorry, you said on Facebook? Did they meet up on purpose?
She found him on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
They dated for a while as teenagers, but broke up over 30 years ago.
Mm. And now they're reconnected?
But the spark was still there, and they started dating again.
Oh, how nice. And they're getting married.
Last Tuesday, they got married on the lawn of their old high school.
Oh, isn't that so cute? Back at their old high school.
No.
And it's... Understood.
It was a small ceremony with a few friends and family. Shelley's uncle officiated, and a string quartet from the school's orchestra did the music.
Aww. I would actually love to see what Whitey's up to.
That wasn't high school, though.
Oh, no. I was probably, I was at least 18 when I met him. But I would love to see what he's up to. And, you know, we have a couple of friends in common on Facebook. So once in a while, I'll see something that he posts. Like, he's got a kid who shreds on guitar, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I'll see that. But I haven't seen any pictures of him. I haven't seen him since last time I saw Whitey in person was when I was pregnant with our first kid. So in 1990, and actually, I think it was in 1998. Because it was around Christmas time. We had gone home.
Were you nice to him?
Mm-hmm.
Was he nice to you?
Yeah, we went and saw his band because Good Rick was in that band. And a couple funny people were in that band.
Did John let you guys make out for old time's sake?
No.
He did?
I was pregnant with John's baby.
So we sat
and chatted over a beer.
Right, nothing's going to come of it, but, you know.
Just a quick make-out session.
Yeah, let's do our thing.
Yeah, well, I guess he could have run that by Whitey and see if he was into it. You know I would have been. Oh, really? You just go make out for a while? All right. John, check with Whitey.
Don't touch
okay
my stomach. It's my baby.
Yeah, John's baby. He doesn't want you touching it.
It's so weird. You made out with Whitey while you were pregnant with John's kid.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. It just seemed to last 30 seconds or so. It's really, I've realized.
So weird. Mm. High school boyfriend. Could you actually go back to that?
No.
Of course not.
No.
That's so weird. But then maybe they didn't have all the burn. Me and that girl that I went out with in high school, we must have broken up 40 times.
I wonder if you met her now and hung out with her, because now you're both grown up, you've both been through a million things, you're both totally different people. I wonder if there would be a spark or any kind of connection.
I wouldn't be able, no, there wouldn't be. Don't worry. Too many bad things went down between us.
Sometimes those things get swept under the rug, at least for a little while.
No. That's how we kept getting back together then, but as a grown-up now, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No way.
You're different people now.
I bet he's still the same.
Vinny?
No, my...
Oh,
you're a guy.
Ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm sure. Loser.
Yeah.
Not me. She was the one.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get high and have fun, go surfing and enjoy life. She was the one with all. Never mind. The sexiest jobs for men and women include. Did I do this already?
I don't remember this.
The sexiest job a man can have is bartender.
Oh.
Bartender.
Photographer.
Oh.
Writer.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Music producer. lawyer, surgeon, stockbroker, hairstylist.
That's the sexiest one for a man?
Mm-hmm.
Hairstylist?
Chef and teacher. For women, it's therapist, chef, doctor, entrepreneur, ew, nurse, fashion buyer.
Oh.
Fashion buyer?
Yeah.
Get buy me some like clothes,
for
man.
For Macy's, right.
Dentist, lawyer, teacher, and personal assistant.
Teacher.
Sexy.
So it's just people. Yeah. We like people.
How about a fast fact?
I'll take a fast fact, Vinny.
Ransom payments are tax deductible. You just have to show something like a police report to prove your loss.
Well, isn't that handy?
That is weird that they would work that into the tax code. Don't you think?
It certainly does take money away from your income that year, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see why they allow that.
Male coin spiders bite off their own genitalia after sex because it makes them a better fighter. And they'll do a better job protecting the female spider they just mated with and their future baby spiders. Whoa. They bite off their own
junk.
Male coin spiders
are really a sacrificing species of spider. That is like, thank you, male coin spiders.
Oh, they look really cool.
Oh, they
did. Pull up the blue one.
Are they?
I don't know. I didn't.
I'd be interested to see spider genitalia.
You would?
I've never really thought about what that must look like.
Well, it has to look like a penis, right?
I do not know, Vincent. Does it? Do they screw in the way that...
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I'm seeing a human wiener on the... Oh, well, it is a good-looking spider, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Can you look up the...
No.
Oh, wow. That's a foxy-ass spider. Is that the male in the back there and that's
the
female?
No, that's it right there.
What about that little one right
I
there?
I think that's one of the babies.
You sure this isn't fake?
No, it's real. Don't question
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God, Sarah.
Well, sometimes the male spider is tiny in comparison to the female spider. I think that's the male. I think the male's the ugly one and the beautiful blue one is
Oh, we're always... Of course.
Where's the bud...
Of course you think the male one's the loser one. I'm telling you the male one's the winner. That's a baby spider.
Sarah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the male's the loser. He's always just kind of hanging around the female.
Hanging around the female's butt. That one. Like right there. I think that's them mating.
You're wrong.
Did you find any?
You're just making crap up, though.
Yeah. What were you looking for?
I'm looking for male spider genitalia.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Guys, I love Lake Street Dive, and I first heard about them through you guys on the Friday New Music years ago, and yes, they were founded in Boston.
All right.
Yeah,
I love them. Wait, what?
I don't know.
That little thing there?
That doesn't look like my wiener.
It's a spider, so...
It looks like a little egg... Like, you ever see those Easter things where the egg is broken? There's like a little duckling or a chicken inside. It has the little top of the hat on there.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks like that.
The piece of shell is the hat?
Yeah. Yeah, you're with me. It kind of looks like
that. 707 says, does no one listen to others talk on this show? Sarah talked about how she heard a band on Late Night and how she loves them. Again, and Vinny doesn't remember being shocked last time.
It was
and
2 weeks
shocked...
ago. It's been a long time. I just
again.
I just
happens between all of you all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Some stuff
we're all talking so often. I can't remember everything these people say.
Right.
Some of it's boring, frankly.
Also, if you guys run into us in the streets and say, "Hey, what were you guys talking about?" We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't remember anything.
Never know. We won't remember what we said about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll listen to the podcast
specific.
Of this show or of the secret show, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to say next? Like, I have no idea what's getting said.
Don't ask us anything specific. We don't know that either. Don't ask us what time something
Don't talk
play.
To yourself. Yeah. Don't talk to anybody you know.
Just thanks for
talk
listening.
Talk to your cousin. Don't talk to your mom. Hey, I love you. Hey, I love you.
Did you guys hear CBS is putting out Magnum P.I. reboot? Not sure how I feel about that. Don't think anyone can ever replace everything that is Tom Selleck. Mm. But Yuzi, your thoughts.
I think we did hear about that new Magnum P.I., but I agree. You can't replace Mr. Selleck.
I know. Well, we're doing the upfronts all this week, so probably we'll.
Do you know who's playing Magnum?
I don't.
Do you? I do.
Who is it?
A guy I've never heard of, and I know actors. Jay Hernandez.
What else has he been in?
Let's get a look at this guy.
Pull him up.
I feel like we've seen him before.
He doesn't have a mustache, I'll tell you that.
I feel like I saw him on a movie last night. Something I was watching last night.
Jay Hernandez?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, actually.
What?
Mustaches are...
He was in Suicide Squad as the guy who emits fire. Does that help?
I don't know that guy.
He's in Friday Night Lights.
This guy's going to be...
He's the wrong choice.
How tall is he? Oh, maybe. He's only 5'9".
Come on. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. He's like a shrimp.
Short and no mustache.
He shouldn't even exist.
God, someone just kill him.
Throw him in lava.
He played opposite Kirsten Dunst.
He's only 5'9".
Crazy Beautiful.
And no mustache.
Boo.
Loser.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the right...
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll finish up all the time.
Sounds good.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.